Just a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this is for you, Rob.
This is where my dad hides out. You got to see this one thing. My dad would kill me if he knew I was in here.
Did you steal his keys?
No. One of my clients is a locksmith, and he was short on cash one night, so I let him pay me in trade. Turn it over.
Oh, my God.
It's like official state China of the Third Reich. There's a whole subculture of people who collect this Nazi stuff. But my dad just has this one thing. The Don and Mike Show.
That was for you, Robin.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Yep, well, we've got other people who are backed up on the phones to talk about amusement parks and...
Right.
No cougars and no milfs yet.
Oh, now come on, milfs and cougars.
Well, I'm reminded, I'm harkened back to a time when we would spend long periods of time begging and pimping and throwing ourselves out there for this.
Well, we had a strip trivia here that was the average strip trivia. We didn't have to do that. Cougars, I think, are going to need more nurturing. They're going to need more nurturing.
Perhaps.
Because, look, we've tried to get cougars before, and I think they're a little bashful.
They can be shy.
Ladies, we're very cougar-friendly.
We're wonderfully cougar-friendly.
Love cougars. Love to see some naked cougars down here tomorrow.
And MILFs. MILFs and cougars. And yeah. MHK.
Yeah, got to make it happen tomorrow. Call us or email us. Don't want to appear desperate, but
no,
nobody's called yet. the weekend. So... Jan says, you know, it'd be fun. Let's go to Baltimore for the day on Saturday.
Right.
And I say, well, you know, can't spell Baltimore without fun. can't spell fun without F-U, so let's go.
So it's up the old turnpike.
So we go up to Baltimore, hon, and we go to a part of Baltimore by Little Italy called Fells Point.
Wonderful and little place.
Yeah. You park there and you walk around. There's a bunch of shops you look at.
Very hip.
Yeah, it's nice. It was. I've been there before. I hadn't been there in a couple of years. Walked around. We're going in a vinyl shop and going in an old bookshop. And at one point when we were in the vinyl shop, which is what I call it now, Cats, it's a record store.
Right.
The guy behind the counter. Now, again, I don't know why I'm giving off this vibe. Talk to me. The guy behind the counter is not from this country, and you'll know why in just a moment.
Okay.
He comes up and he says, may I ask you a question? And I said, sure. I'm going through one of the bins looking at all these LPs that are in the big plastic covers, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, the word can't. And I said, what? You know, I'm looking like in the B section. I'm looking at, actually, I was looking at a Blondie album.
Right.
I was looking for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And I thought he was talking about an artist that was in the C section. hey, that's funny right there.
The C section.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Yeah,
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Thank you, Oprah. Stevie Wonder.
Somebody give me a C.
Okay, so.
you thought he was looking for a record?
Right, because, you know, in an old-time record store, it's like if you go into a tower or anywhere now, even with CDs, they're alphabetized.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like going, okay, there's Blood, Sweat, Tears, Blondie, Beastie Boys, whatever, Beatles, whatever's in the section. So I go to the C's, and he says, no. And he pulls out a piece of paper, and he lays it down, and he says, can. How you spell can? I'm like, what? What is this? And he pulls out a paper.
What is he trying to communicate with you?
And what it is it is a citizenship exam.
Oh.
Now, why they let this guy take a citizenship exam outside the building, I don't know, but it's the real Megillah.
So he's showing you that?
Yes, and here's why.
Uh-huh.
The last part of this written citizenship exam was a word puzzle.
Oh.
For instance.
It's pretty basic stuff. I mean, it's very simple for English speakers.
Yeah. Ask not what you can do for your country. Ask what your country can do for you. There were some slogans, some famous American slogan.
Quotations, yeah.
And he was asking me how to spell the word can't.
That's what I thought it was when you said that at first. Can't. Can't.
So he
can't.
Said, is it C-A-N-N-T or is it C-A-N-T-T? And I said, no, it's C-A-N-T, C-A-N apostrophe T.
Right.
Right.
And he said, oh, I'm not going to pass.
Oh, no.
And at this point, I said, let me see the paper. Just let me see it for a
let
second.
Let me fill it out for you, sir.
So standing there at the record bin. And again, I don't know why he picks me.
Right.
I'm definitely giving off a vibe that says, don't talk to me. But he comes up.
That's what you think, but it's the vibe that says, I want to help you.
Yes.
So we're looking at this, and I go.
Especially people from other countries.
Always.
One. It's almost like a word puzzle where or a jumble where you have three or four letters,
right.
And they've given him a couple of spots where, like, A, E, I, O, and U's are filled in.
Right.
But he can't figure out exactly what the word is. So I'm looking at this thing and I'm going,
how tough was it?
Well, it was very tough because he had the total wrong phrase.
Oh.
He was saying, if you can't do what you, I will never pass. So at this point, to Janet, hey, come here for a second. Come help me out with a citizenship test. So she comes over and she takes a look at it.
I bet she's good at that.
She says, well, the word is not can't.
Oh.
There's five letters in this spot. There's not four letters there. And the guy says, oh, no. Meanwhile, she's looking at it, and while he's going back and forth, she's
so
already,
he's got to, like, fill in letters based on the question, right?
Yes, it was something that happened very important to America in 1969.
Okay.
And as it turns out,
okay.
It is one small step for man,
right.
One giant step for mankind.
Eagle has landed.
Well, that's good too. But the one he had to learn was
the Neil Armstrong phrase.
One small step for man, one small step for mankind, and
one giant leap for mankind.
Right. That was it. That. Thank you, because the word giant is where he thought the word can't would go.
Oh,
and that's where Janet looked and said, "No, there's five letters."
Yeah,
there's,
that makes sense.
Yeah, there's five letters there.
That's one small step for man, one can't leap for mankind.
So. We stood there for a good 10 minutes and filled this thing out for this guy. And
that's a big one for him. I mean, if he doesn't speak English, that's a tough one.
So, I said, there you go. Done and done.
Hey, George Washington, chopped down cherry tree.
And she said, with that, good for you. And he's like, oh, thank you. And he immediately turned to his family, all 100 of them that were working behind the counter. And he went,
wow.
Senor, senorita. Oh.
Did they shower you with gifts after this?
Our records were free.
There you,
wow,
go.
There you go. Nice.
And did you get blood, sweat, and tears?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What region did this guy come from? Can you even guess?
Part of the world.
Who knows? I'm going to say.
Because you've indicated, like, sort of Indian, and you've indicated
it's my generic.
Spanish.
I would say Pakistani.
Pakistani.
All right.
Middle Eastern.
Sure.
I would say Pakistani.
Right.
Definitely not a grasp on the English language. And we're walking out of the store, and I said to her, did we just, like, break a prime directive?
No.
That we filled out this guy's answer for him.
That's
and
fine.
She said, no, we got our records for free.
And you held them.
I said, yeah, you're
and you know,
right.
He's, I think anybody that wants to become a citizen and wants to try to do it, I mean, you got to give him credit for that. You know, it means enough to him to do that.
I disagree.
Of course you do.
So then,
because you love the different.
I fear
that's right.
We're leaving Baltimore, and
your work there was through.
She says, as we're driving out of downtown Baltimore, do you want the best crab cakes you've ever had in your life?
Ooh, wow.
And I say, sure. And she said, good. Just do what I'm saying. Right now. Get in the left-hand lane. Now. Left-hand lane. Now. 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 Go right. Go left. Go right. Go left. Go right. Go left. Anyway, we ended up all the way on 295 outside Baltimore by Towson, Maryland.
Towson, hon?
This little asshole called G&M.
Okay.
And we pulled up, and really, it might as well have been in the middle of Wild World. I mean,
right.
It's not the best part of town.
Right.
It looks rather low rent, and goddamn, I'm not telling anybody in the Baltimore area who doesn't already know this. Right now they're going, duh, you idiot, everybody knows. Really, I'm not kidding. The best crab cakes.
Really?
Really, an outstanding crab cake.
Oh, and Baltimore's where you want to go for that. You know, I mean, you think Baltimore, you think crab cakes.
Oh, so
used to sell crab cakes at the old ballpark. Too.
Like, what, $11 for a crab cake? And she said, just wait a second. It's not going to be one of those, like, no. Silver dollar size. Like, it could be a big, big ass, gigantic crab cake. Oh, so good.
So good, like Merrill Howard Kalin.
Yeah.
This was Don's reaction after he ate the crab cake.
Hold on, where is that? Where is so good? You know, I don't have it in my sample. Oh, hold on, there it is.
So good.
That's exactly what you said.
So as we are sitting enjoying our crabs on our crab cakes,
right
at the very same time, I get two texts from both of my kids.
Oh. Huh.
Okay? So let me share these with you now, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Messages.
I'm new to that. There's nothing like it. I love getting texted from my kids.
I said to Janet, my children truly are retarded. They truly are.
They sent their texts like in the same proximity.
Yep, I'll show you right here. This one came Saturday at 1:29 p.m. Now, really, there's nothing retarded about this one at all. Here you go. Just take a look at that. You can save it. See it saved in my phone. And it says?
It says, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Love ya. And there's like a little, it's a cartoon character with a dancing koala bear and a person that's singing or jumping up and down that looks like, I don't know, that character on the Warner Brothers car, the Martian on the Warner Brothers
car. Thank
cartoons.
You. So anyway.
Did I describe that okay?
Yes, you did. So this, and I bring this up because my phone goes, beep-doop. And I go, oh, I got a text. And I show it to Janet, and she says, who's that? I said, that's from Amy, from my daughter. And she says, oh, all right, that's interesting. Then it goes, beep-doop. And I go, oh, god damn, I got another one. Hold on a second. Let me see. I go, oh, it's from my other child. Let's see what my other child has got to say. And here you go. Describe that one, Uncle Mike.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
Wow. Well, it's a picture, and the caption says, proud. I thought it was. Do we scroll down here? It says, I thought it was. Is there more text to this?
No, I thought I was.
Oh, I thought I was. All right. Proud, I thought I was. And it's a picture of a young lady I believe, the hickey of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this seriously looks like a war wound. This is nasty.
Wow.
Very, yes. Very nasty.
Thank you. So we are sitting there enjoying our
two different kids, two different
meal.
Styles.
Wow. Oh, you want to take a look at that? There it is. Nice.
God, that looks like leprosy.
Isn't that
Yeesh.
Huge?
Yeah.
So, you know, I got the one that sends me.
I didn't think those were still in vogue.
Yeah. The one that sends
Hickeys.
Me the little up and down, bouncing a little, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
Very cute. Very, very wonderful.
Could not be more, you know, wholesome. And then meanwhile, you know, there's my son, the perv. Hey, Dad.
Yes.
Take a look at this.
So he did that.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't send you, like, find somebody in a Walmart or something.
No, that's
a cashier and ask to take the picture.
That's his lady friend.
Is that how he expresses his love for his lady friend by latching on vampire style to her neck?
I don't even know. She...
contusion. That's exactly
that's what
it
what
was.
It, is.
It was not a hickey. It was a contusion.
Janet says, are you going to call him back? And I say, well, all right, I'll call him back. I'm like, hey, dude. He says, hey, Pop, did you get my picture? I said, you know, yes, I got your picture. I think that this is okay. With me, it's okay. I said, other people might think it's a little creepy. I know you're just trying to be funny. Just know that if you continue to do stuff like this, you're going to force me to raise the bar and send you a text message. And then he says, well, I will just avoid your text messages.
Right.
And I said, well, I will find you on some account somewhere mm-hmm. where you do not know where I am. And then I finally got him. I said, do I or do I not have your girlfriend's cell phone number?
Ah.
He said, you don't have her number. I said, ha ha. Didn't you call the other night when you lost your cell phone? Didn't you call from your girlfriend's phone?
Did you save it?
I did.
Way to go.
I did.
Way to go.
Shut his ass. Right down.
I
sure.
love that.
Shut his ass
well, it's not really that picture based on that picture, not really a problem for him.
No.
You know, but she might want to avoid like the YWCA pool for a while.
And meanwhile, you know, here's why Janet said, you know, that my kids are retarded. Uh-huh. And really, I guess it's more Bart than Amy.
Uh-huh.
I had just gotten off the phone with him before we left to go to Baltimore on Saturday morning, having a very long adult conversation about the fact that, well, he's got graduation coming up pretty quick.
Wow.
He's going to be 22 in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And because of all the stuff that happened with Frida passing, he's
right.
Like a semester and a half behind, so he would be on schedule if he didn't have to take that time off to graduate this spring. Mm-hmm. So we were having the discussion of if he graduates in the summer
right.
or if he rolls it over to the fall next year. And
right.
Then, you know, I mean, we're having these serious in-depth conversations about, you know, it's graduation time, and what the hell are you going to do with your life? And he's coming up with real adult answers.
Good.
And then 10 minutes later, I get this thing with this girl who's got a big crater gone from her neck. And he's like, hey, Dad, what do you think of this?
He's multidimensional.
But he's totally on it, though. You know he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he sends you the, are you proud?
No.
You know, he cool. knows. He's just busting your chops.
He's cool. I'm glad that he and I are close like that.
Yeah.
And he's such a swinging dick right now that he's out in California. So he's finishing up his spring break, and saved his money and got a real cheapo fare out to California.
Right.
And I said to him, "How did you get? I mean, in this day and age, if you really search, you can find a cheap fare."
Sure.
But he said, going from, I think it was from Charlotte or Atlanta to Los Angeles, was like $91.
Wow.
And I said, well, that's great. How did you manage that? And he said, well, there's no problem. I've got a four-hour layover in Dallas and then like a a two-hour layover in San Francisco.
The kind of stuff you can do when you're a college kid.
Right.
You know, when you got that time.
So he's out there right now, and he's living a good life out there. Being
Imagine us with a layover like that, a couple of layovers like that. You know,
kill
me. We'd be killing people.
It would kill me, and then I would kill others.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out there being a swinging dick, and He's even going as far as I believe he has scripts and such, and he's going to do the whole knock on doors thing.
Good for him. So, and you never know. That's how the great ones get started out there.
Rejection.
What if you get the phone call, though?
I said a rejection builds character. Good luck.
What if he gets caught up with the L.A. lifestyle, which many, many people have gotten? You know, Dad, I'm not returning to college. I'm going to make my fortune out here.
I fully expect that he will, when he gets out of college, go to California to try to start doing something, but not now.
Right.
From the conversation I was having with him on Saturday, the serious conversation, he was almost thinking, hey, you know, I could really finish up this college thing over the summer, but if I played my cards right, I could let it roll and do like two credits next year. Just, you know, go back for the fall semester and just kind of, you know, Dad, take it easy and just like do a couple of credits and really enjoy my time.
And still saying, live on campus and enjoy the campus lifestyle.
That's what I was saying. And just, and what, Peter Pan, put off getting out there in the real world until the last possible freaking moment.
You know, I will always regret that after I graduated college, I didn't slum a little bit. You know, I mean, you're his father. I'm not going to tell you what to tell him to do. But, man, you know, slumming a little bit is.
Here's the thing.
You know, I look back at it and I go, really, from
Mike,
16 on, I just wish I'd I wish I'd chilled.
He can slum. I just don't want him slumming with me.
Right. You don't want him. He's not slumming on your dime.
Right.
Right.
Well, we've had that discussion.
You're right.
Of times.
My mom said the same thing. My mom and dad said the exact same thing to me. And they said it in a really nice way. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Said, well, listen, if you'd like to do that, you have, you know, you have every right to do whatever you want. Of course, you know, we will not be able to support you in that. You know, and that's the way they said it. I'm like sitting there with my lower lip kind of quivering. You mean, you mean if I took a year off or something like that, you wouldn't subsidize that? Oh, no.
No.
You're done.
I've had that.
It's on to the real world.
I've had that conversation, but I said, I've been subsidizing you your whole goddamn life.
You know, it really is. You know, technically, you're done. Yeah. You know, really, I my mom and
trust
dad.
Trust me, he's going to find out. Well, he already knows.
The blueprint out for that. You're fine. And many other parents have done the same thing. So, you know, for all those parents out there that are saying, oh, well, you know, that's the time when I think normally you just say, you finished this. I'd like to wish you the best of luck.
Uh-huh. See, because the conversations that we've had to have recently have been of a slightly different nature. Back when. Like a couple of years ago when Frida passed away, he went through a tough time and got behind in classes, and I had to say, listen, buddy, whatever it takes, you know, even if you got to go for 5 years, you stick with it, you get your degree, I'm behind you, you know, I'm only going to be mad if you quit. Don't quit, you know, don't quit.
Don't quit.
Stick with it.
And he didn't quit.
Blah, blah, blah. But now I'm having to have the discussion, much like your parents did, to say, it's great, you came through, you're on the other side. Now we're at that point that we talked about even before Mom died. When you get out of college, I love you more than anything. But know this, if you don't have a place to live, you don't have a place to live.
Right.
And it took him a moment. He said, what do you mean? And I said, think about what I'm saying. If you don't have a place to live, you don't have a... He said, but what about home? I said, yes, Home is for the holidays.
You know what? I look back on it, and I am so glad that my folks did that, and yeah. I think he will too. And but he knows that too. He's aware of that. And I think he already, you know, respects you for doing that. I think it's the right thing to do. I think I would do it with my kids as well.
And frankly,
you will be there if there was unbelievable
yes.
situation, circumstance, and down the road, you'll probably help him with other things as they come. But as far as the idea, the concept. Which many parents have done, especially even after, you know, and especially I'm going to say for parents that have raised kids and then help them pay for tuition and stuff like that and get through college, that's a big, big deal nowadays. And financially, it's amazing. And at that point, you say, okay, kind of look at this as the mutual fund coming due. You know, I mean,
that
this is the CD has come, matured.
You are reading my mind.
Right.
You are reading my mind. And mm-hmm. I said to him, you know, all those years of the private school, all these years in college now.
Right.
All these years. Now, buddy boy, you're on your own.
Off you go. Well, you know, I mean...
Get a map of the stars' homes and knock on Steven Spielberg's door.
I really think, and I don't want to overstate it, but I think it might be a very crucial time in a person's development,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
I've known people in my own family that have at that stage of the game, they decide that maybe they want to linger in the educational arena a little bit. You know, now, there's nothing wrong with going out and getting higher education at all, you know, getting another degree and another degree. But however, there are a lot of people that have a mindset that we in our family, we call them professional students.
Career students.
And all of a sudden you wake up one morning, you're 35 years old and you're still, you know,
that's not
well, I'm
to
getting
me.
My law degree now. You
I
know?
Got news for you, Jack. It ain't happening to me. So yeah. we'll see what happens. Yeah. He's out in L.A. this weekend.
And he's not going to get any good gigs if he keeps putting those hickeys on women's necks.
Or will he?
Well,
in Hollywood, it might help.
Yeah, right. In Hollywood. Hey, take a look at my girlfriend. Yeah.
Or as he calls her now, his lady friend.
Yes. His lady friend.
Well, he's
you know, she's
older.
Older
than him?
Yes.
Oh.
Grad student, she is.
Really?
Wow. Grad student, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's kind of cleaned him up a little bit.
Wonderful.
She's the one that he took the picture of, too, right? The other picture of?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other time he sent me a lewd photo of his naked girlfriend.
Certainly, it was tasteful.
Oh, and the other thing that we did this week, we did see that Chris Rock movie.
Yeah,
how was Well, I liked it. It's not his greatest piece of work. It does have the F-bomb in the first 30 seconds, so you know it's a Chris Rock movie.
You mean it's not Pootie Tang?
What is, Mike?
What is?
No, really, and it's not the longest yard or any of his other tour de forces.
Right.
But, hey, for a Chris Rock movie, mm-hmm. not bad.
Did you check your watch at all during the movie?
No.
Okay.
Because I am such a Chris Rock fan.
Right.
Even when the movie kind of sucked, I like just watching him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're a big fan, you know, you can do that.
And without ruining it for anybody, although looking at the box office, I guess yeah. I'm the only guy that went to see it this weekend.
Kind of tanked.
There is a really great Viagra scene. There is an outstanding Viagra scene.
Well, you know, that thing that when he did that Richard Jenny line, you know, that would get me into the theater. Well,
he gets a boner that will not stop. That's, you know that thing that they say on TV all the time about
right.
if it lasts for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Right.
Priapism.
That's right. That's what it's called when mm-hmm. it doesn't go away.
I somehow remember good words.
And you know how they deal with that?
How?
Well, in this case, in the ambulance. Uh-huh. Excuse me. In the ambulance.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, they pull out a big needle because they have to get the blood out.
Oh!
relieve the pressure.
See?
You relieve
you
the
just
pain.
Sold some tickets right there.
Yeah, but trust
you
me.
You sold some tickets to that movie
that's
right
like
there.
5 minutes out of 95 minutes. That's the best 5 minutes.
Awesome. Really? So yeah. It's not, if you're not a real Chris Rock fan, you might not be amused.
I like it, though. I like him. I dig him a lot. And you, what did you do? You had your St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Had my biggest day of the year.
Out of control?
Were
you?
Yeah. I know I wasn't out of control, but the day was. It was, you know, it started at, what time was I up on Saturday morning? I was up. This is rare for me. Usually it's the other way around that I'm turning in.
Yeah.
I was up at 3:45 on Saturday morning.
Yee.
Oh, I know.
Well, am I day? We opened it. We opened at 6 a.m.
Oh, Hank's Look Around Cafe,
and I was in Dreamland. You'll be proud of me. I actually got out of there at a little after midnight, about 12:30. I got out of there on Saturday.
Long day,
and then realized that.
I tell you what, you put in a full day of work at your other job.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I care about that one.
Well, that's true.
So it was, it really, actually, there was an enormous, I was with my daughters, so there was an enormous chunk of time during the middle of the day when I wasn't there, but actually got a babysitter on Saturday night, took my kids there, was in the parade, did the whole parade thing. You know how I love a good
you
parade.
You and your parade fetish.
I love a good parade. Nobody, and you know, I was really aware this year that maybe I've gone the parade route, you know, one too many times.
Really?
You know, because I think it might look foolish, because I know I've been in that parade, what, three years in a row?
Four.
And tradition. Might be four. They all run together.
Is that where you just, like, sit in the back of a car and wave?
No, I was walking. I walked the whole parade route with my kids, and we were handing out beads.
Just walking.
Like Mardi Gras beads, only with the St. Patrick's Day
theme. Show us your tees!
Oh. No. My little ones were with me, and we handed out the beads.
No, they would be screaming. I didn't mean they would be showing.
I was the ultimate whore. You'll be proud of me. I had the microphone, and they had the PA system with Irish music blasting out of it off the back of our fire truck that we use with the banners. And, you know, I didn't really feel like talking, but I was being prodded by, you know, my buddy John, who owns the other half of the joint. And he's like, yeah, you got to tell us what you do, and really when he says that, it's kind of saying, you know, that's why you're in this thing, is because that's what you do. So I was just trying to, I was saying it's a great day for the Swiss, because I was tired and I couldn't think of anything better to say. And I'd say it's a great day for the Ukrainians, and nobody was laughing. And I thought it was funny. And, you know, I was saying Merry Christmas. You know, I was saying everything possible that I could think of without referencing St. Patrick's Day. And I would go so far as I'd walk up to somebody on the parade route. And I would say it's a great day for them. I put the microphone down, and they go Irish, and I'd say wrong, and just keep walking.
Oh.
And you know, I mean, I'm supposed to really be spreading goodwill,
yeah.
And I really probably came across as a bit of a smartass, you know. And but then again, I don't care, because that's going to be my reputation anyway. Uh-huh. It was a very, very long day. It was a long, cold day, and the someone said they saw me immediately after the parade. And, you know, when you've got 60-mile-an-hour winds and the temperature and the wind chill of, like, 10 degrees, and you walk an entire parade route, and you're not what I would describe
but
as...
But it is chilly, and it is windy.
You know, I'm not exactly the greatest physical specimen in the world. Somebody said I looked like I'd been rode hard and put up wet when I got back. You know, the hair was everywhere. I had the windburn cheeks. You know, I looked a little bit like Rob in the cheek area. And other than that, I mean, really nothing all that eventful other than... You know, everybody had a good time, and I was, you know, I was talking to a lot of people that were just uninhibited.
Sell a bunch of your tainted beer?
Yeah. You mean the green beer?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think that we sold all of it.
The beer where you put the unsafe food dye in?
Yes. Yeah. The thing is, you could have the stuff that's safe. I choose to put the less expensive one, which is, you know, it's paint. It really is paint.
I'm kidding you, of course, but seriously.
Yes.
What are you going to do about the entrees at your place with that pet food recall?
What I'm going to do, is what I've had a meeting about already, and that is to, you know, something Snyder's not going to do. I'm going to lose money.
Wow.
And a lot of it, you know. But I stand by that. You can call it pet food all you want, but that was a good product.
Stew is
stew. That was good shepherd's pie. That really was. I thought it was fantastic. I really, really enjoyed myself. I truly did. And then Sunday, I did my spring cleaning like I have never done before. Wow. I don't know where I got the energy, but I was up, and it was all day. And really, somebody said a long time ago that you should, every time you bring something new into the house, you should throw something out.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, you just accumulate stuff. And I had... crap, you the thing that you would crack up about, you know, we don't really, at least I don't, you might dress up more than I do. I don't dress up as much nearly as I used to.
No.
I really don't have the occasions to do it. I find this basket in my closet, and I find this basket, and I don't know when we went through this phase, suspenders for business suits.
That was
and I pulled these things out.
That was a phase that you went through. I never
was
wore
I through that phase.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I started going through these, and you would have laughed your ass off, because it was this giant basket, and I pulled, and they weren't cheap. If I remember correctly, they weren't cheap way back when. I take one out that looks like, you know, the cat threw it up. Then I take another one out, and I went like, and I got to three, And I just took the basket and I put it in a trash bag because it looked like. And I was doing that all day, just finding things that I
send them
I don't
to Lei Kang.
It was
Lei Kang, who's recovering from his angioplasty.
Angioplasty.
How's your faggot friend?
But then last
funny,
night.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What are you making up?
You faggot word.
I was so wiped out last night that, you know, I mean, I don't even remember falling asleep.
Wow.
It was just, it was a weekend. What a weekend. And a good time was had by all, especially my kids. And what was cool kind of is that Catherine was able to bring a friend along for the parade and all that stuff and kind of see that. And she actually, foolish girl, really seemed to be into the whole thing with, you know, what daddy does. And it was kind of fun. So I dug that. It was great.
Okay, good.
And then we all drank green beer. And they enjoyed it, too. God, sure. they get so drunk so fast.
It's cute.
You know, I had to take them out of the restaurant.
Your daughter.
Take them back home.
When we come back, what's her name? That's Square Glasses Chick.
Ashley Banfield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is she promoting?
The fact that she's hot and pregnant.
Ooh.
I don't know. She got a new show on Court TV.
Wonderful.
That's what it is. So we'll talk to the hot Ashley Banfield.
Ooh.
Maybe right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.